Now, the rest of the story. The great gray troop ship glided silently as a ghost into treacherous waters, because everywhere Nazi submarines prowled in search of this particular Allied vessel. For you see, the troop ship bore some 15,000 American and Canadian soldiers, and unless the Germans could stop them in mid-ocean, all of those Allies would soon be fighting at the front. So, to the skipper of the sub that sank this troop carrier, Hitler promised the Iron Cross, and he even sweetened the deal further, $250,000 to the submarine's crew, if they could sink that troop ship. So what we have here is the makings of an Allied vessel in big trouble. Well, now, naturally, she was armed, 1 6-inch gun, 5 3-inch guns, 4 Swedish twin Bofors, 23 Oerlikon cannon, 4 Browning machine guns. So much for surface raiders. But the lingering threat of a submarine attack would require another precaution. Now, what you've heard so far is old news. Ike and Churchill, Hitler, they all knew what I've just told you. But what I'm going to share with you now has been called the best-kept secret of World War II. To defend the Allied troop ship in the event of an encounter with a German U-boat, the British Navy sent an armed cruiser, the HMS Curaçao. But armament was not the Curaçao's principal defense in this instance. It was the assignment of that smaller vessel to escort the big troop ship safely into port. If necessary, listen to this, to interpose between the ship she was guarding and any enemy torpedo. That's right. If German subs began firing at the Allied troop carrier, this Curaçao was to move in between and act as a floating shield and take the fall. Probably the closest thing the Allies ever had to kamikaze, sort of a suicide patrol. Indeed, when the troop ship arrived safely at her Allied port the evening of October 2, 1942, her escort vessel, the Curaçao, was nowhere in sight, just another casualty of war. But this is the rest of the story. Earlier that same day, the guardian ship, the Curaçao, maneuvered closely to the troop ship's bow and got too close and was cut in half. Cut in half and sent to the bottom by the very vessel she had been dispatched to protect. The troop carrier did not stop to rescue survivors. Her strict orders were to halt her mission for nothing. The lives of 15,000 troops depended on her keeping going, so the valiant Curaçao was destroyed, and by the time help got there from elsewhere, 329 of her fewer than 450 crewmen had died. And that is what has been called the best-kept secret of World War II. Troops aboard the carrier sworn to secrecy. In fact, years would pass before the fate of the Curaçao was learned by anybody outside the British government. Between February 42 and May of 45, the great gray troop ship, once escorted by the Curaçao, had established a record unsurpassed by any ship in the world. She had transported 810,730 troops, almost a million men, to war. In the process, she traveled well over 500,000 nautical miles and tangled with a warship only once, and that was one of ours. And so was the British Navy cruiser Curaçao, the only victim of an ocean liner that served for 3 years as a gray, camouflaged troop carrier. Oh, you know that transport ship, for she was the Queen Mary. Only now you know the rest of the story.